Tomorrow.
Okay, we're gonna move on to item number five, the board to discuss county administrator contract. The employment contract for Mr. Lakey is coming up soon for renewal on January 29th, 2019. There are questions about whether we will extend this contract. When we hired Mr. Lakey, we were confident that we had chosen the right person to lead Taylor County. I'm sorry to say that it just hasn't worked out the way that we had intended it to. I have several concerns with Mr. Lakey that includes, but not limited to, his job performance, leadership, attendance, and commitment to Taylor County. Some of my concerns are as follows. Mr. Lakey has not adhered to his employment contract. On page 7, section 11 of his employment contract, it states, the county shall pay the employee $4,000 for the relocation of himself and family to Taylor County, Florida. He took the $4,000 relocation money within 5 months to relocate himself and family to Taylor County. We are almost 22 months into the contract, and Mr. Lakey has still not relocated his family to Taylor County that I know of. Second, employees, no matter what position they hold, are supposed to come to work and fulfill their duties. He is often absent, uses comp time after attending evening meetings, recently attempted to use comp time for 6 days off. It is my understanding in the past he has used comp time liberally for days off. I'm told when he's in town, he regularly leaves throughout the day, sometimes without telling anyone his whereabouts, and at other times he is going to his house to see about repairs. He has a history of leaving work early, has even told an employee he was leaving his office door open and the light on in case someone came by, and if he didn't come back, to turn the light off and lock his door. He did not return. I'm not sure he's worked a full 40-hour week since he's been here. I'm not sure of that. He has not always given notice to the board when he was going to be absent until I spoke with him about it. Still, most of the time, he does not give adequate notice. Example, on a Sunday night recently, he emailed me, "For your information, I won't be in tomorrow." That's all he said. Sunday night late. 2 days later, he left a voicemail stating he would not be in for the week due to having to take care of hurricane damage to his home in Port St. Joe. He delegates most all of his work, thus overloading others. He does not go out into the field to know what is or isn't going on very much. He does not know all of our hardworking, dedicated employees. Some employees recently stated they did not know what he looked like until they saw his picture in the paper. He has not yet developed the CIP, Dirt Road Improvement Plan, as he promised, nor has he performed face-to-face annual evaluations with employees since he's been here. He has not brought sports tournaments to our beautiful sports complex. The impact of these tournaments and tax dollars are vital to our community. He authorized the destruction of the historic Hampton Springs pool without board knowledge. He has not resolved Shady Grove Community Center issues, and it's been several months since the project completion when he told the contractor everything was okay. He has not corrected problem-prone department heads and has not took an interest in citizen complaints from these departments and has not performed thorough investigations into citizen allegations and staff performance. Mr. Lakey went against the board's approved salary for a new job position he created when he changed the rate from $42,000 to $48,686 without board approval. In addition, to my knowledge, Mr. Lakey has not implemented all his job duties that were defined. He has yet to identify the whereabouts of several pieces of equipment that was photographed several months ago by an employee and has not been accounted for. I have asked Mr. Lakey about the status of this investigation and have seen no results as to where this equipment is that was photographed. Mr. Lakey is reported to be moody and not approachable at times. He is said to have unpredictable behavior patterns and not always sure what will set him off. That comes from employees. One employee has filed a complaint letter against Mr. Lakey for cursing at him. Mr. Lakey has not become a part of our community. He has never embraced our community and become a part of it. He has not participated in or supported community events outside of normal working hours that I'm aware of. As far as I know, he has not attended the first festival, parade, Memorial Day event, football game, or any other public event. He is absent from Taylor County on most weekends and has not been present and shown leadership for any of the storms in Taylor County since he was hired. To my knowledge, he has not joined any civic or church groups. He is just not visible in our community and seems to not have an interest in getting to know our community and employees. Last week at our board workshop, it was revealed that the county owed $1,300 for late fees and solid waste. Mr. Lakey had knowledge of this issue months ago and did not bring it to our attention until he was told to do so. There could be other issues that would cost the county money. I'm sorry that Mr. Lakey's job performance is far from acceptable. I will let the board speak if anybody wishes to speak. That's all I have to say about that.
Can I be first?
Sure.
I'd be left.
You could be first.
I concur with many of the things you have written. And, you know, it's just kind of like when you get married to a woman, or in your case, a husband, you got to live with them about a year before you really understand where these people are coming from. And it's been 21 and a half months, Mr. Blakey. And I helped get you a very good pay raise. And you just haven't assimilated yourself into the community. So, I, for one commissioner, I'm going to have to vote to terminate your contract. And it's a very attractive contract. I'm on page 4 of the contract, and I know you're aware of what's in there. Page 4. And I'll read it to everybody. The employment of employee, in this case, was selected.
Where are you at?
I'm on page 4.
In what paragraph?
It's section 2. Paragraph B,
okay. Here we go.
The employment of the employee shall be at the will of the board. Nothing in this agreement, this is an employment contract I'm reading from, shall prevent, limit, or otherwise interfere with the right of the county to terminate the services of the employee at any time, subject only to the provisions set forth in sections 3 and 6. Now, I go to section 3, which is one of those provisions we're talking about. And it's several pages over here. Section 3. Well, let me see. Section 3. Termination of severance pay. It's on the same page. Page 410. In the event the employee is terminated by the county before expiration of any term of employment, now your term expires, I think January the 29th of next year. So, in the event that you're terminated before the expiration of the employment, or if the agreement is not renewed, at the end of any term of employment, any such termination or failure to renew the agreement is during the time that the employee is willing and able to perform his duties under the agreement, then the administrative county shall pay the employee on his final day of employment liquidated damages in the amount of 3 months of his salary and benefits. Now, Mr. Bishop and our attorney, if I read this correctly, if the board terminates you today, we owe you 3 months' salary and benefits for tomorrow, or whatever it is. If we wait until the end of the contract to do the termination, if this is the will of this board, we still owe you the same money. Is that right, Mr. Bishop?
Yes, sir.
So the question is first of all, we need to determine, you've heard two of us speak now. It's the hardest thing Mr. Blakey I've ever done in my life, I do believe. I think a change is necessary, and the question is, I want to hear from the other board members. I'll take the brunt, and I'll make a motion if anybody chooses not to do so.
Any other commissioners?
Any other commissioner want to speak?
I'll speak. I was an employee for Mr. Lakey's, and I've tried to separate myself from that because there were certain morale issues and so forth, and for the first year, I've worked for a lot of different people, and there's always a transition, there's always a grace period there where you need to give people the opportunity to learn the job and learn the area. And so I would always, if I heard other directors speak about their morale issues, would try to just encourage them on that. When I got appointed and became the county commissioner, had the same outlook, but I quickly, I already knew that, you hadn't come to a festival and all the things that Commissioner Fiegel had said about being part of the community. Fiddler Crab festivals and, even ball games or whatever.
Chamber of Commerce, man.
Chamber of Commerce, banquets, I do know that and we had a discussion about, you needed to be involved with the boards and for the festival and so forth. But my first concern became whenever we had a homeless person at the beach and you received a letter about that and some other issues and you turned it over to me to contact the sheriff, and maybe I just accepted it, but that I was taken aback by that, that's what we pay you to do, to try to take care of those issues. It's not for a county commissioner to go out and be proactive on homeless people or anything like that, I didn't think. And then we had issues with drainage in Steinhatchee, and to your credit, you met me and we rode around down there, but this was like in June of this year, and I was taken aback by that maybe was the second time that you had ever been, you know, in that community. You know, you'd been here a year and a half. To your credit, some of the drainage issues that I showed you down there, you know, you addressed them and took care of them. But I don't know that you've been back to Stinghatchee. That's not for you to report back to me. But I do know that through my time and putting jobs and work orders in and Teamwork PM, I know that you see those, and I know that work orders were not getting fulfilled, and I know that I brought it before the board, and you were here, and I know during elections that, you know, we all get more work for the road department than normal, but it became apparent to me that you weren't monitoring those and making sure that your directors, I know you delegate a lot of the authority, and I think that, you know, has been a problem. So there are still work orders that, you know, simple work orders that haven't been fulfilled, and I would hope that with the next commissioner that I know they'll be in there because I inherited them from Frank Russell. I my biggest concern, other than some of the things that Commissioner Figgles spoke about, is just the lack of community involvement and community being a member of the community, and whether or not your family moved here or not, that, you know, that never bothered me. I would have been excited if they had moved here, but I would have thought with, as a county administrator, that you would have been here and more involved in the community and the things that we have going on the weekends and those kind of things. So I'm not pleased with your job performance.
Mr. Dempsey, you have anything?
Yes, ma'am. Now, let me tell you, Mr. Lakey, I told you one time before that I didn't vote for you to come, but since you was here, I would give you a chance. I think the chance in what I've seen when you're confronted, maybe some of it was unfair, but some of it might have been justified. You really showed a true color, you know, as well as the commissioner showed one. The thing with what I've heard so far, it would do you an injustice for me to vote for you to stay here now. Because it'd be impossible to, even if you turn flips and everything, it just, you couldn't do it. You know. So, but if we solidify the group that says, maybe we need to change and go in another direction, it would give you a break to do something else. I know right now we're 3-1 or 4-1 or 4-5. It's a 5-0. Said we solidly say we need to change for another direction. It will give you the credibility to go and do something else. Now, I know, you know, that most people don't think your heart is in Tail County. They think it's somewhere else. Whether they're right or wrong, I don't know. What? And I think from what they've been used to, or what we've been used to, is somebody get here in Taylor County and really act like the people in Taylor County, you know, get the sand in your shoes, so to speak. And I talked to a number of them, don't think you really got the sand in your shoes, you know. Whether it's right or wrong, I don't know. I also, I'm about like Spratlett now. If your wife never came to Taylor County, probably all right. But they do expect you to join some social club or join the church or be more visible in the community. You're not a bad person in my book, and if I had to give you a recommendation, I would. But if I said I'll sit here and vote for you to stay right now with what I've heard so far and what I've heard in the community, it would do you an injustice to try to stay. So I happen to concur with it.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
And I want to speak to Mr. Lefty. There's a lot, Mr. Lefty, that I could say publicly. Some of it might be based on rumor, and some of it would be fact. But I choose not to do that. And my purpose, in my heart, is not to destroy a good man. You have a lot of great qualities, and I've pointed those out to you. There's a place somewhere that you can be of great service to the people. And I, along with Mr. Dempsey, I don't want to talk about anything that's going to jeopardize your opportunity to go and take care of your family and do success elsewhere. You just haven't been the fit for our community, as I see it.
Yes, sir.
And it's up to the chair.
Can I speak, please? I just want to say I did not know that this was going to be brought up until about 3:30 yesterday afternoon. I did not have time to prepare, and that was my thoughts of what can I prepare for. I don't know what is to be expected. Bam. A lot of those are not, they're inaccurate. They're not true. A lot of this little list that you have is not true. Now, I fully respect, if you feel like I'm not part of the community, that's fine. I fully respect that the board has the right to decide what direction to take the county. You have policymakers. If you want to take the board another direction besides myself, I fully respect that you have the right to do that. I'm 100% human with that. I work for boards. I've always kind of wanted that. If you want to move in that direction, be respectful. Be like you're saying, no, I appreciate that. Right. And let's move in another direction. That's fine. But you don't have to sit here with 100 items slamming me, and so many of them are not accurate. I'm sorry. And I want the chance to respond to that sometime in the future when I have time to do so. But I don't appreciate 3:30 in the afternoon, you're on the agenda, nobody tells me a thing, and you come up in this little blindside thing.
I think, Mr. Lakey, that you and I had a conversation after your annual evaluation, and I told you at that time that I would not be supporting you to stay.
You told me you would not vote for me.
And so my position has not changed. You have good qualities. I like you as a person. I don't think it's worked out with the job position, and the things I was advised by counsel to read the details, and so I did so, and it's not a happy day. It's not a happy day.
No, it's not a happy day, but I like for what's read to be accurate, and I like a chance to respond to all those when I get an opportunity to say.
Madam Chair, I pray about this. I've been up before daylight, praying, listen to a couple of good hymns. Betty calls them my funeral hymns. Conrad, I went to the Book of Common Prayer, and I read some prayers for good government. And I guess the only book I did read from, even though internally I quoted some scripture to myself, from memory, was the Bible. And you can always look there, Thomas, for some pretty good advice.
Yes.
You and I became good friends. I helped get you here. I helped get you a good pay raise. And I knew early on that this relationship was going to be a little bit rocky. But I owe it to a good man who has some good qualities to try to help him succeed. And I have fought off this moment with what little influence I have for a long time. But there, sooner or later, comes a time when you have to let your emotions go and use your head to make a decision. And you work under a contract.
That's correct.
And you know football coaches have contracts. Bobby Petrino, he got a contract, I'm sure, wherever he was, and he was let go the other day. And that's to be expected. You know, you just terminate the contract, and this is a very good, favorable contract that the board gave you. And so I don't see any benefit in waiting to terminate the contract until January. Because let's face it, it's the same service package you're going to get. 3 months salary and benefits, which amounts to a considerable amount of money. And you're tired of that because that's what we agreed to in the beginning. The thing is, we're not a rich county. If we terminate the contract today, for example, then we will have saved 2.5 months salary, in essence, which is some savings. It's the holiday period coming on, and very little, you don't start big projects, I would think, 2 or 3 days before a holiday period, then you got Christmas coming up. So, for board further discussion, Madam Chair, I make the motion that Mr. Lankin's employment be terminated today in accordance with the provisions in his contract, and that he be paid the full severance package and the benefits. And that's a motion.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Can I make a point?
You'll get your chance. Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Mr. Spradley. Now, any further discussion?
Can you make a motion during hearing?
Can what?
Can the board make a motion during public hearing?
Yes, absolutely.
I thought we always, in our public hearings, it's always, we can't take a motion, we can't make decisions.
This is not a public hearing.
Okay, all right,
I'll stand for it. It's a special meeting.
Okay, it's on the agenda.
Special meeting on the agenda.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Any further discussion?
Can I say one?
Sure.
Is there any, I mean, I guess we're trying to talk this out, Malcolm. Is there any downside to just letting the contract run out? I mean, I haven't done any malfeasance or stolen money or anything terrible like that. It's just a matter of, I'm just not ingratiated to the community. My family hasn't lived here, by the way. You know, I have a purchase house. I know, I understand, you know, you've got that right, but I'm just asking, is there any downside to just letting the contract run out?
Well, I'll point out the savings that we have. It's, I'm flexible. But what benefits, I mean, once we've discussed this and you've heard the feelings of four of us, do you really want to stay and work for us for another month? And I have.
Well, I mean you know, I know your feelings now.
Now?
And now I know I can put my house up for sale and you take a little time to move on a little bit.
I don't see the value in moving forward. I think that that if we go ahead with your motion to do this today, that I believe that this will set Taylor County on the right path moving forward.
Can I ask one other thing? You've got one commissioner not present. I don't know his feelings. Mm-hmm. And you've got one commissioner that's not even come on the board yet.
Don't you think that it's best to let those five commissioners who've been with you during the entire term of your tenure here in Davis County make this decision rather than wait until January to make it? When you got one commissioner coming on, that call and ask, where does the commission even meet? I think this is the time to do it while we're still here, because we know you. And this other fellow would. Now, I don't know where the fifth commissioner is today. Don't know what his feelings are. So, Madam Chair, I call for the question.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
So where'd I stay?
That's it.
Okay.
By state statute, do I have a right to hear?
No.
Not pursuant to your contract.
Now, I what we have to do now is, Mr. Lady, I guess today you'll remove your things immediately after starting, you know, after this meeting, and we'll pack your things up, and Wanda will take care of other things that have to be done. But for right now, we need to discuss Mr. Lady's replacement for right now. And I think that's a order, right?
One thing, you know, Certainly that if Mr. Lakin wants to appeal this decision, he certainly can do that, you know, with a petition for a writ of cert or whatever, you know, seek his remedies on that. But with respect to the contract, it says that, you know, he's at will, and you have the motion that was made by Commissioner Page was to follow the contract with respect to his employment and the benefits that he would get as a result of the termination. So if you look at the contract that we have in this case, I think you followed the contract, you know, to the letter. I don't see anything that you didn't do with respect to the contract.
Okay.
You know, he works for you. He worked it for you at will.
Yes.
At will, and that's in the contract.
Yes.
It's in the contract.
So it means stands the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
You brought up the fact that if today is Mr. Leckie's last day, that we need somebody here to run things, to be in charge until the board meets and makes a decision of how we're going to proceed. So, Wanda, you've been here all this time, and I would like to see you step up until the board can meet again, whenever that is, and decide what we're going to do.
If the board is able, I'd like to hold a special meeting at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
I'm available.
To discuss how we move forward. Would y'all be available?
If I don't have canvassing board anymore.
I'm available.
So can somebody make a motion then that we have a special meeting at 11 a.m. tomorrow to discuss how we move forward?
I'll make that motion.
I second.
11 a.m. on Thursday.
Tomorrow, yes.
Tomorrow.
Okay. We have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Demps. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. So we will meet here. Are you available?
No, but my son will be here.
Okay. That concludes our meeting today. So.
I want to make one more question.
Yes.
How rated it is. I am not for whoever we select to replace Ms. Page. I think we need to do some major revisions to this employment contract. And one is as far as the salary being tied to other constitutional officers. That is sort of a bone of contention. I like to see whatever the salary board sets when they select an applicant. That it's, you start with the salary and the raises that you get will be the same as the raises that all the rest of the county employees get. And Mr. Lakin, you rest quite a bit. And at first, I was blaming you for not being at work. Then I got thinking, well, we gave you a contract and gave you a up front. What was it, 20 days?
5 weeks.
5 weeks?
200 hours.
200 hours of leave time. And so you... I then turned it inward on me. Well, I was stupid to get into this sort of a contract. Because with 200 hours to start with, and then you get additional holiday pay and leave time, and then there's this quote swing day. And I never did think you were entitled to that, but I didn't fuss about it. So the point is that we need to tighten up the contract a little bit. And you know, we'll negotiate that as the time comes. But I want to say that we need to tighten it up a little bit.
I agree.
Now, you know, I worked on boards where the general manager, the rural electric business, most general managers don't have a contract. They're at will employees. And I was on the board of Tri-County when we hired a very accomplished man, Judy Tackett. We moved his family from Virginia to Madison, Florida. Minority of Canada. And he took a big risk, but he wanted to go somewhere in his career. And he didn't ask for a contract. He said, I'll work at the will of the board. If I do my job, I won't need a contract to protect me. And he worked for years over there. And finally, we insisted on the advice of legal counsel to give him a contract. And it specifies some things, but he didn't want one. Look at him. Dumb, you know. He didn't have any salary package. We let him go. Just wanted to say that. But 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I can make 11 o'clock tomorrow, but we have nobody more qualified than the one that's here, and she's in senior management level already, and certainly run and things. I don't know. She can find some help, and I don't know that the board even needs to appoint anything or anybody. I'm just really just voicing my approval for her that.
Would another time be more convenient for you?
Well,
probably will right now because 10 to 9. Yeah. Just too high. We need to give a sign. Thank you.
Okay, so is it tomorrow or the next day that we're sworn in, that the new commissioners are sworn in? It's either tomorrow or Thursday. I have it on my calendar, so. Since you've been here, Steve's term ends 70 days after the general election.
The 20th.
Yeah, so you should be okay till.
Till Friday?
I think. What does your commission say? It's at 3 p.m. Thursday when we're sworn in. Well, even though he's sworn in, his term don't expire.
But the new commissioner will take effect the second Tuesday after the election, which is the 20th.
So, second
we're all right if we do it Thursday?
Then Wednesday.
Then Wednesday tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, I can be there. I just didn't know if I really needed to. But,
I think we need to.
Okay. I'd like to all move right. forward. I'm in support of Ms. Pemberton. She's proven to be dedicated, very good employee that's taken on a lot of responsibilities and carried them out, and you did a good job with it. But I think that we really should have a special meeting to discuss the details and just exactly how we move forward. And that gives you time to make sure if we do offer it to you that you would be in agreement with that. To me, I think we should move as quickly as possible. Get it over with so we can move this county forward. That's just my opinion.
Madam Chair, are you ready for me to make a motion
yes.
to adjourn?
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
I just want to thank Matt and appreciate you giving this opportunity. Mr. Moody's not here to give this opportunity. Pam, you were supported one time. Thank you. Thomas, Steve, and even Frank that has passed on for giving the opportunity to come here and work for you. And sorry it has not worked out. I think we did a lot of good things. I think we made a lot of good changes. Our HR director, the projects we got done, I think there are a lot of positives. Malcolm, I'm a firm believer that when one door closes, God will open up another. So I know there's going to be another door.
There ain't going to be another door.
There's going to be another opportunity for service. I have a servant's heart. I'm just sorry it didn't work out the way that we might hope to.
And my point here, and I'm sure the other commissioners share my sentiments, we're not here to destroy a good man.
Well,
it didn't work out here. But there's something out there. Something probably better than the Lord has in store for you, Ted.
I know I said. I just wish that counties as a whole would not feel like they've got to leave everything on such a negative note. If you want to make a change, you have that right to make a change. Why do we have to come up here and lay out 20 negatives? You're the right to make a change. But anyway, like I said, I'm a firm believer. God has a plan in our life, and that the door is open.
And I appreciate the opportunity for having me.
I appreciate what your time was there.
Thank you.
You still my friend.
Thank you.
Move with your.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.